This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Connecticut Democrats met last night to determine whether to proceed with impeachment proceedings against Republican Governor John Rowland. The Connecticut governor is under investigation for potentially improper dealings with state contractors. The scandal means Hartford residents may have to look to someone else to solve their city's problems. John Rowland has put a lot of energy into revitalizing the capital city, which is one of the poorest in the nation. Hartford Mayor Eddie Perez is taking up the challenge. The mayor has been given sweeping new powers to transform the city. As member station WNPR's John Dankosky reports, Eddie Perez is no stranger to transformation. The mayor once led one of Hartford's most notorious gangs.
It's a brilliant but brisk midwinter day, and Eddie Perez is beaming. On the first full day of his second term, he's presiding over the annual Three Kings Day celebration in Pope Park. He's small and wiry, but commands attention from the crowd. As the first Puerto Rican mayor in a city where Latinos outnumber both whites and African Americans, Perez is clearly the most popular guy in town.
Hey, Eddie, I want to picture you.
But for the first time in 50 years, the mayor of Hartford is not just a figurehead. Perez led the fight to change the city's charter, granting the mayor power to really shape the city.
I feel a little more responsibility because the eyes are on me. I'm a person that had been affected by being behind the scenes and not worrying about who was watching. Now I'm going to have to step up this pace and make sure that the changes people expect are visible.
Perez's work behind the scenes over the last 25 years has been most visible in this part of the city, the predominantly Puerto Rican Frog Hollow neighborhood. He spent years as a liaison between Trinity College and the depressed neighborhood outside its gates. His group rebuilt burned-out houses, created a network of magnet schools, and redeveloped the heart of the Latino shopping district. On this day, Perez is schmoozing corporate leaders to invest in Mi Casa, a community services group. Founder Jorge Rivera says Perez is comfortable with business leaders from Hartford's many insurance companies, proving he's more than just the mayor of Hartford's Puerto Ricans.
I think that Eddie Perez is very clear. He's the mayor of the people of Hartford. You cannot go to Eddie Perez to ask favors just because you are Puerto Rican. You also have to come with your qualifications and be the best.
Perez's days as a leader in Hartford started back in the early 1970s, shortly after his family came from Puerto Rico. His single mom lived on welfare and moved her 9 children 14 times in 8 years throughout Hartford's tough North End. By his early teens, he and a few friends had started a gang called the Ghetto Brothers. With his glasses and verbal skill, the kids called him the professor.
My involvement in the gangs were sort of an outgrowth of being the cool kid, being the kid who's providing direction. And the Ghetto Brothers, when we originally started with 4 members, by the time I got out, it was close to 700 kids in the gang.
And he got out just in time. The gang that started as a social club became more violent, and Perez lost many of his childhood friends to drugs and guns. He left the gang life for church groups and community organizing, connections that eventually led him to the mayor's office. Already he started to assert his new authority, forcing out the city's police chief, playing hardball with downtown developers, and leaving no question who's running Hartford.
Eddie's not a very imposing guy. He's not very good on the stump. He's not a very good public speaker. So his forte is going to have to be, I get things done.
Stan Simpson is a columnist for the Hartford Current who's followed Perez's career for a decade. He says that Perez has already shown his political savvy, something he'll need to tackle the problems of underperforming schools, a shrinking tax base, and long-standing racial tensions.
There's going to be some resentment, I think, in the African-American community. His support is tepid right now. He will say it's stronger than it really is. And there's probably some envy that there's a Latino mayor in there. I think it comes with being a man in charge.
And Perez takes charge as the city's most prominent politician faces his biggest political struggle. Governor John Rowland's focus has shifted to the federal probe into his administration and away from his plans to rebuild the capital city.
The governor sometimes was referred to as the mayor of Hartford because there was a vacuum.
Perez says there's no vacuum now. His first major task as strong mayor is to find a new chief to lead the city's troubled police department. It suffered from cutbacks, low morale, and a bad reputation in the community. He hopes the department can crack down on the violence that's plagued Hartford since long before the young Eddie Perez and the Ghetto Brothers walked the streets. For NPR News, I'm John Dankosky in Hartford.